I've been a singer all my life. My mom sang with me in her belly when before I was born. And I've sung all my life. But I've also discovered the power of community singing since 1977 when I moved here to start the theatrical outfit with a small group of people. I started teaching community singing classes. And I realized that so many people have been told they can't sing or they're unmusical, they're tone deaf, and I just think that's ridiculous. And so I've been teaching these classes called An Impromptu Glorious Chorus. And most recently, I've been studying vocal improvisation with Rhiannon, who sings with Bobby McFerrin. And that has really expanded my vocal repertoire and even my voice. I mean, I've added an octave below and an octave above.
Wow.
Yeah, just in the last few years, which is like... Right. We think of our bodies as degenerating, but I like to think of our bodies like a beautiful instrument, which, you know, they get more valuable as they get older because they absorb the music.
What's the story behind the name of your new CD and book, We're All Born Singing?
We're All Born Singing really centers around the power of music, but especially singing to vibrate us, body and soul, and also to bring us together as community. Because singing and music is vibration, literal physical vibration. And I feel like it literally touches us and moves us. And it also touches and moves the space around us. One of the pieces on the album, actually the first piece, is called Earbone. And it says that babies are born with all the sounds of the universe. And that as we learn language, we actually eliminate the sounds we don't need, rather than acquire the sounds we need for our language.
We are born vibrating every sound on earth. Sound goes on forever.
And so I'm curious, as a singer and as a linguist, I was born in Switzerland and I speak five languages, and I'm really curious about language as well as the language of music. I'm curious about those sounds that we don't use for the language we speak. Where are those? Do we eliminate them? Are they gone? Or do we actually have them somewhere stored away deep in our memory?
American culture tends to separate music performers from the audience. Given its name, does your CD somehow cross that line and inspire people who listen to it to then sing?
Definitely. My music is very, very participatory, especially on this CD. This was a really collaborative project. So I feel like that is a really... sort of an illness of our society now, because we are all born singing. And I feel sad that some people think that singing isn't a part of their lives. Singing is such a powerful experience and it brings me so much joy, but I think it's more than just joy. It's a way that we express ourselves. And before all of, you know, the media that we have now, we remembered our stories by passing them along in song and in story. Singing was such a major part of our lives as community. And I believe that it still is, if we can get back to that place.
Why go beyond liner notes with this CD and sell it with a book?
All of my songs have stories. And so the book includes beautiful illustrations by my graphic artist, Jessica Lilly, and also the stories of the origins of the songs. For example, there's a song called My Journey, Yours.
My journey, your journey, my journey, yours. My
it's a song about journey, the refugee's journey. My Journey, Yours was created with my work with the Refugee Family Services, which is a social service organization in Clarkston. They commissioned me to write a song for this three-year project that was trying to infuse the arts into the social services. And so what I did is I interviewed the seven people that were working there that were from the refugee communities that they were serving. And I asked each person, please sing me a song from your childhood, a lullaby or a children's story, a game. And then I asked them to tell me how to say My Journey, Yours in their language. And I took that phrase, My Journey Yours, and I put it musically onto a musical phrase from their song. And then I took all of those seven different phrases, musical and linguistic, and I put them together in a collage so that they all come together, and the song traces the journey from the home place, and the song ends with the English words, My Journey Yours, as everyone comes together speaking English in this new place.
My journey, your journey, my journey. Oh.
That example seems to indicate the importance of language and culture to you. Why do you think we should sing songs in a way that honors their original languages and their original cultural contexts?
You know, so many cultures use song for purpose. Songs are not defined as, oh, this is a waltz or it's musical form. It's defined by its purpose. It's a song for marriages. It's a song for birth. It's a song for passing into the next life. And I feel like that songs have a deep power to change us.
Barring health problems, we all have voices. Is the universality and affordability of the instrument something that draws you to it?
Yes, I love being able to travel with my instrument right here with me. I'm able to travel the world, and I have actually taught and performed in other countries, and I like to go across as using music as our universal language.
You mentioned other countries. In the U.S., we're fairly financially stable compared to a lot of other countries. What is it about the voice that makes it more accessible than, say, lessons on a grand piano that you can't move in a country where it's hard to get clean drinking water?
Well, our voices, as you said before, our voices are with us all the time. And all it takes is starting singing, and someone joins in, and then the whole group is singing. Maybe we're, washing clothes, or maybe we're taking care of children, or maybe we're out in the fields, and we have our instrument right there with us. Another great thing is instrumentalists have to learn how to change keys. You know, the piano, oh, goodness. F sharp, all those sharps, right? The guitar, move it up, or do I have to put on a capo? With our voice, we can just, let's shift up, and we automatically can sing in any key. We can stretch our voices. We can, we can use our voice to be very light and bright and cheerful and kind of childlike. We can also really connect to our deep earth quality voice and everything in between if we want to appear strong and powerful or light and airy or maybe just, soothing like water. The voice has so many possibilities.
Can you tell us about the launch concert for this CD and book?
I'm very excited to be able to celebrate with the Atlanta community the launch of We're All Born Singing. And I have a huge cast of musicians playing with me. I think probably the most unusual instrument that you're going to hear is the glass harp. I don't know if you're familiar with Brian Engel, but he travels all over the world playing the glass harp. He lives in Atlanta. He's worked a lot with the Puppetry Center. But he constructed this amazing array of 50 glasses, from a huge cognac snifter to tiny shot glasses. And he can play Mozart. He can play the Beatles. And on my CD, he plays a song called Amoeba. Also impersonates a spider on a song called Bees Make Honey.
If we accept the thesis that we are all born singing, why should we sing as adults?
Singing truly vibrates us, and it has the power to heal us. There are times where we're so tense and nervous, or we're just so caught up in, the daily, so many multitasking, this and that. And the actual physical act of singing, which involves breath. In Italian, ispirare, in Latin, spirare, the breath, which also is the same word for spirit. And so our breath is our spirit. And as we sing, you know, we draw spirit into our bodies and we vibrate our bodies. And I think it centers us, it grounds us, it connects us. When I teach my community singing workshops, we connect the golden thread to the universe, which is a Tai Chi concept. And we're opening up basically to let sound pour from heaven and sound pour from the earth, and that our body is this instrument where the sound can pour between heaven and earth, and that we're this instrument that vibrates that.
Thank you.
Farmers in the field and workers in the factory all singing. Imagine shy people singing. All those people who were told and believed that they could not sing. Imagine every child, every day in every school singing. A family sitting down sharing a meal. Imagine you and me, all of we, imagine the whole world, all singing.
Singing is in our souls, singing is in our bodies, singing is in our souls. Singing is in our souls, singing is in our bodies, singing is in our souls. Singing is in our souls, singing is in our bodies, singing is in our souls. Singing is in our souls, singing is in our bodies, singing is in our souls.
It changes the air around us, changes the molecules in us, changes you, changes me, changes everything. Let's sing.